Last week, we focused on, and I probably ought to put this on, amen. Last week, we focused on the word, the phrase, so much the more. And we looked last week that now is not the time for less publishing the good news. It's the time for so much more publishing the good news. It's not time for less beseeching the good Savior. It's time for so much the more praying and beseeching the good Savior. It's not time for less attending the good place. It's time for so much the more as you see the day approaching. This week, we're looking at Romans chapter 5 and this phrase, much the more. And again, don't have time to get into it, but a great outline of Romans chapter 5, and it's one of the great chapters of the Word of God. You could take the outline this way. God has lifted us, verses 1 through 5. God has loved us, verses 5 or 6 through 11. And God has loosed us, verses 12 through 21. We find this phrase, much more. More five times in our text. You see it in verse 9, much more than being now justified. Verse 10, much more being reconciled. We shall be saved by His life. Verse 15, much more the grace of God. Verse 17, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift. And verse 20, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. When you read this, I don't know about you, but when you see the New Testament, I think many, many times the Old Testament is shadowed. It's seen, it's implied. And I know we go through sometimes and we get into Leviticus and we say, boy, what is the purpose of all these offerings, especially when you get into the repeats of the gall and the kidney and the livers and all those things. And I'll tell you, one of the things you see right here is if you look at these offerings, you think of this passage, I think of the trespass offering. It's in Leviticus chapter 5, verses 14 through 19. Before the transgressor could have his trespass forgiven, he had to restore what he had wronged, plus 20%. Now think about that, folks. Thus, the wrong party actually gained. The party that had been wrong. And I want you to think about that in this matter of salvation. Listen, Adam sinned. God was the wronged party. And He brought salvation to us, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what happens? We gain. We're the winners. We gain. And why is that? Why is it that rightfully, justly condemned sinners can gain from God? I'll tell you one reason why. It's simply the love of God. And it's high time, ladies and gentlemen, that we started again in our own daily devotional lives to magnify the fact that God loves people. I'll tell you one of the things I absolutely detest about the Westboro Baptist Church out in Kansas. They print signs that says, God hates fags. You listen to me. By the way, I ought never to use terms like that. You just use the Bible. Amen. And I'm telling you what, you listen to me. You listen to me. God loves people. Jesus Christ died so that anybody could go to heaven. Amen. God loves people. By the way, that's where a hyper-Calvinist theology will take you. It'll take you right down that road and say, God hates them and loves them. No, 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 no. No, God loves people. Sent His Son that anybody could be saved. Huh. God, I want to take a look today at areas which we benefit much more because of His love. Much more. Look at verse number 9. It says, or verse 8 says, but God commendeth His love toward us. He demonstrated His love in that while we were yet sinners, Charles Spurgeon said, the next four words are the greatest four words in all the Bible. Christ died for us. Why? Because He loved us. But then it says this, folks, much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. The first way we gain much more is in His government, number one. In His government. You see, the law can forgive a guilty man. but it can never justify him. The law can forgive a guilty man, but it can never justify him. The best result that we can get by the law is a fair trial. Bad news for everybody if we get a fair trial. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Because of His love, much more in His government. Because by the law we get a fair trial, but by His love we get a free pardon. How about that? Amen. That because of His love, because He sent Jesus Christ to die for us, we are justified. And that word, it's a beautiful word. It's a judicial word. It's a gavel. As the gavel goes down, it doesn't say guilty. It doesn't say not guilty. It says completely innocent. How about that? Amen. In His government, we are justified much more. And by the way, His justification judicially puts us out of the reach of God's wrath. Oh, I want to go back, and we don't have the time, but look at that. Verse 1. Verse 1, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Much more in His government because of His love. Number 2. We gain much more, not only in His government, but we gain much more in His goodness. Look at verse 10 with me. It says, for if when we were sinners, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. One of the passages, and I mentioned it this week in our message on the bondage of bitterness, one of my favorite passages in the Bible is Genesis chapter 33. It starts off with old conniving Jacob setting up everybody in case Esau came and was going to slaughter everybody. But it ends with Esau and Jacob hugging on each other's neck. And you know, I think sometimes if we haven't seen a friend for a while, you know, it's been a while since you've seen a friend. I remember what it was like just this year going out to California and preaching and seeing my pastor that I haven't seen in just too long. It's just the ministry. We don't get to see each other a lot. And I remember just, and please don't think me ill or anything, but I just wrapped my arms around him and I kissed him on the neck. I said, I sure love you. But you know what? Jacob and Esau, they were reconciled. They were reconciled. It was better than just a friendly visit. It was two people that were enemies brought back together. Isn't that precious, amen, when you think about that? But I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. In His goodness, and by the way, it was His absolute goodness that qualified Him to be our sinless substitute. Absolute goodness. But I want to tell you this. He gave His life for me to save me from the penalty of sin. How good is that? That's pretty good. That's real. That's amazingly good. Amen. But not only did He give His life for me to save me from the penalty of sin, He gives His life to me so that I can escape the power of sin. It's in His goodness, ladies and gentlemen. Much more, because of His love, we benefit from His goodness. Because of His love, we benefit from His government. Number 3, praise God, because of His love, we gain much more in His gift. His gift, look at verse 15. It says, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, it's speaking about Adam's transgression here. It led to death, amen, and people have died ever since. But he says this here, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded to many. I remember when my grandmother passed away. My grandmother was widowed at 41 years old. Her husband was 42 years old, had a massive heart attack and died in his sleep. And I never knew, you know, it's hard for us to think about it, but my grandmother to me was always old. She was never young. She never was young. She never was born. Amen. She was just old. Amen. And I know that's not true. That's just the way I saw. But you know what my grandmother did? She worked and worked and worked and worked and worked and worked two jobs and three jobs, Brother Bob. Not to make it. She was fine. But when she passed away, she left money to my mom. She left money to her younger brother, to many members of the family. She left a gift. It's the desire of every parent to leave their children something. By the way, it's in the Bible. Amen. You store up for, and just because you can't leave many tangible things, don't think spiritual things don't count, because they do. But you know what Adam left? Death. That's what he left. But you know what we get much more because of Jesus Christ? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God gives us eternal life. I'd say that's much more. I'd say that's much more. Amen. Much more. Much more. Much more we gain His government. Much more we gain His goodness. Much more we gain His gift. Oh, verse 17. Look, it says there, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." Government, goodness, gift. You know what else we get much more because of His love? Glory. Glory. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? Because of His boundless love, once lost and willingly rebellious sinners will reign with Him and share and partake of His glory. You say, I don't believe that. Then you don't believe the Bible. Because it says that we're going to live and reign with Him 1,000 years. It says over in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, when Paul was reproving the church for going to law one with another, he said, "Don't you know that the saints shall judge the world?" We're going to be part of that. We're going to reign with Him. One of the great C.S. Lewis allegories, and there's many, the Screwtape Letters is a tremendous book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. You have the traitor, Edmund, who betrays Aslan, portraying Jesus Christ to the Wicked One, and he sells himself to her, but Aslan buys him back, and you know what happens to him at the end? He reigns. And that's what's going to happen to us, folks. We were sold to the slave market of sin. We went there willingly. Nobody had to twist our arm to bring us there. And you know what? We saw our need and we said, "If you'll have me, I'm yours." And Jesus Christ took us, amen. And He's going to give us of His glory one day. Praise His dear name tonight. His glory much more. We gain in His glory. Much more we gain of the gift. Much more we gain of the goodness. Much more we gain of His government. And lastly tonight, look at verse 20. Oh, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. "Moreover, the law entered that offense might abound." What is the purpose of the law? To show us our sinful condition. That's what it's there for. By the way, it's not there so that we keep every jot and tittle. Good luck with that. I remember somebody said, it was one of my preacher friends today, Brother Jane Cuskey up there from Northwest. He said, "Boy, you're looking pretty good there." He said, "But I can tell you're not Old Testament. You're round in the corners, amen." Having a beard, amen. There's so many. You look at the last nth degree of the law, God put it forth to show us that we couldn't keep it. But I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The depths of the rope and bucket of the depravity of man go pretty deep. And it seems like even more lately. I've been on this. I'm a student of history. I think every person ought to be a student of history, but some people enjoy it more than others. Because if you don't study history, you're condemned to repeat it. And that's why this confiscation of weapons is a big deal, folks. Every time it happens in history, genocide follows. Every time. And it seems like that well and bucket of the depravity of man just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. But I'll tell you what's even deeper, the well of the grace of God. Amen. You show me how low a man can go, and I'll show you a God whose grace can go down and get him. I'll tell you what, praise His dear name tonight. You say, well, I wasn't that bad when I got saved. You were bad enough to go to hell. Accept much more by His grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace had led me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Much more we gain in His government. Much more in His goodness. Much more in His gift. Much more in His glory. And much more in His grace. Story is told of when the Soviet army had invaded Eastern Europe. A Russian officer was lodged in the house of a painter who liked his expressive face and used him as a model for painting. While sitting for the artist, the model looked at a picture of the crucified Jesus and asked what it was. Imagine that. He asked what that was. The painter answered briefly, but the Russian officer insisted. If he was good and wished the salvation of all for eternity, men surely would have taken him down from the cross in time and cured his wounds. By the way, that's man's response. Come down off the cross and we'll believe you. Please don't disturb me in my painting, came the reply. No, he was not freed. He died on the cross. This is what he was meant to do. He paid the price for our sins, but let us continue with our business, he said. The Russian officer would not be quieted. How aglow you must be in your love for someone who made such a sacrifice for you. The painter put down his brush. He had many times painted Jesus crucified, but he realized now that it had been done without love aglow. The unbeliever who was his model taught him how he must love Christ. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, everything I've told you and preached to you tonight is true. Much more in His government. Much more in His goodness. Much more in His gift. Much more in His glory. Much more in His grace. But ladies and gentlemen, it all boils down to this. What does that do to you? We love Him because He first loved us. Somebody asked Paul, why do you serve Christ? You know what he said? The love of Christ constraineth me. I have to serve Him. Why? Because I love Him. Because He first loved me. Much more. Father, we love You and thank You.